Model Test 8, Section 1, Listening Comprehension. Part A, Directions. For questions 1 to 5, you will hear an introduction about the life of George Grizzard. While you listen, fill out the table with the information you've heard. Some of the information has been given to you in the table. Write only one word or number in each numbered box. You now have 25 seconds to read the table below.
An all-round actor, George Grizzard is noted both for quality and variety of his acting career. Born in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, Grizzard came from a religious family that did not encourage his early interest in acting. Grizzard's first big chance on Broadway was his role as an escaped prisoner in the 1955 crime thriller The Desperate Hours, starring Carl Madden, Nancy Coleman, and Paul Newman. Following 212 performances on Broadway, Grizzard stayed with the cast for a three-month national tour. Returning to Broadway in 1956, he took a comic role in The Happiest Millionaire. For his work in that comedy, he received the Theatre World Award. Both the clarity and energy of his performance had been praised by many critics. The versatility of Grizzard's talent was perhaps best shown during his Broadway appearance in the four short comedies entitled You Know I Can't Hear You When the Water's Running. In a single performance, he played the roles of four people, and everyone was surprised that the roles were all played by the same actor. Since the late 1950s, Grizzard has been much admired for his many television and motion picture roles. Of all these appearances, perhaps the most notable is his role as John Adams in the first six of the 13-part series, The Adams Chronicles. The Chronicles cover 150 years in the history of the American political family that included John Adams, the second president, and his son, John Quincy Adams, the sixth president. Earlier in his career, Grizzard spent more than a year preparing the title role for a 1963 Minneapolis production of Shakespeare's Hamlet. More recently, at the Circle in the Square in New York, he played the lead in George Bernard Shaw's Man and Superman, a five-hour-long romantic comedy.
That is the end of Part A.